Blog Talk Radio.
Back here on BGE Radio. You can get more information over there at buildgrowandenjoy.com. Pilar Ortiz joins us this morning here on the broadcast. Pilar, how are you?
Hello, James. Wonderful. And you?
Pretty good, actually. Let's talk a little bit on your background. You've got an incredible background. Describe it for us.
Yeah, thank you. 20 years on TV as a broadcaster and anchor woman for Univision in Tampa Bay, reporter, producer. So a lot of wonderful opportunities. And the last 4 years as a speaker, training and helping people to become better speakers and to be very comfortable in front of a video camera.
Pilar Ortiz joins us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. She's a nationally renowned current events and news commentator. She's a media expert, TV talent, and author of On the Way to Success, Everybody Starts Somewhere. And this first segment, we're going to be talking about Everybody Starts Somewhere. Now, PilarOrtiz.com is the website. Why do most people compare their successes to everyone else, and how is this unfair to use as a gauge?
We are very competitive, and the world, people are always looking for someone else. But my opinion is that we should be listening to ourselves. So in this book, which I wrote after I lost my job at Univision as a main anchor, and I was kind of lost, and I had to reinvent it myself, I understood that the first person I had to listen to, it was myself. People are so busy answering to emails, answering phone calls, being online, and we forget that all the answers are within ourselves. That's where I always say, hey, we start where we are. We cannot start when I used to be this or I was this in my country or if I had this diploma. A lot of times people are complaining during the summer because it's very hot or complaining during the fall because there are leaves on the ground. If we think about starting where we are going to be able to accomplish all our goals and our dreams easier. As my father used to tell me, he's a pilot in the Air Force in Colombia, South America, and he will say, when I'm flying a plane, when I'm going to land, I have to be sure I am looking at the runway, even though you have to be aware of the surroundings. So it doesn't mean you don't have to be aware of your surroundings, but focus, don't get distracted.
We've got Pilar Ortiz joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. What advice would you give someone about following their dreams?
Following your dreams. Sometimes you think you have only one dream. In my case, I think we have many, many dreams, but we have to be aware of what it is. So a lot of times, like 15 years ago when I moved to the United States from South America, I was following one dream only, and I thought that was the dream. But a couple of years later, that dream wasn't there for me. And many other dreams opened up, and I was able to discover so many talents that I didn't even know I had. So my advice right now to my audiences when I am talking about this new book and this journey is be aware of who you are and listen to others, because sometimes we think our own only talent is what is our dream is about, and that's not true. We have many, many others that we don't see, but somebody else can see them for you. That's in the book, for example, I speak about goals, I speak about discipline, I speak about being very persistent in what we have to do. That means that in order to write my book, for example, I had to write every single day for 2 years. And the book, one day it happened, and people would say, wow, that's luck. It's not luck. So while you are looking for your dream and following your dream, don't get distracted. Listen to others. Follow your own heart with passion every single day of your life.
We've got a great guest with us today. Pilar Ortiz joins us. Everybody Starts Somewhere. That's an amazing topic for this first segment here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. How do you help people keep trying to find their way? What's a rule of thumb you always go by?
My first rule is passion. If we don't enjoy what we are doing, we are not going to find that happiness and that success. Being grateful. It's very, very important to say thank you. And this week is wonderful for that, because as we celebrate Thanksgiving, if we are grateful for what we have, not for what we don't have, so we can really focus in our talents, our daily blessings. Rule for me is keep learning. We can do what other people that are already there have done. So if we are able to clear the space, clear our mind, have that new mindset, we will start being more positive, and we will start reinventing ourselves, achieving our goals and more accomplishments. Listen to others and be open to change, because if you want something different in your life, definitely you have to start doing something different. But you have it within you. So that is what the book is about. Right now the book is only in Spanish, but if you sign up in my website, PilarOrtiz.com, the book is going to be in English before the end of the year. So those tips are there. Listen to yourself. Be thankful. Be passionate about what you do. The dreams will come true.
Pilar Ortiz joins us today. Everybody starts somewhere. That is the topic of this first segment here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. And she's a nationally renowned current events and news commentator. She's with us today. She's a TV and video coach as well. And she's the author of On the Way to Success. Everybody starts somewhere. Pilar Ortiz is going to discuss that in depth here in just a few moments. Why shouldn't everybody get caught up in what everyone else is doing? Why shouldn't everybody stress out what you haven't done yet? Never compare your beginning to someone else's middle. Tell us about this. Pilar, are you there? Pilar.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. Tell us about why we shouldn't get caught up in what everyone else is doing and not stressing about what we haven't done yet.
Oh, yes. That's very, very important. When somebody is married, they are thinking, oh, when I was single. If someone doesn't have children, they are thinking, oh, if I only had children. So in order to move forward, not only for happiness, but to succeed, to success, we have to be thankful and being there, being present. Right now, these days, I am very surprised that people are here, but they are more there someplace else, and meaning with the phone, with the internet, with all these distractions that really don't allow us to be here. So if we don't compare ourselves to others, but we are here present, living the life that we have in this very moment and doing the best we can today, definitely we are going to be able to be happy and successful.
We've got a great guest with us today. Pilar Ortiz joins us. Nationally renowned current events and news commentator. She's with us today talking about Everybody Starts Somewhere. PilarOrtiz.com is her official website. Tell us about your time as a current events and news commentator. You've done some amazing stuff for Univision. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. It has been an amazing career, and not always easy, because when I first moved to the States, I had to learn English. I had to learn to become a citizen in this country, to learn the system. And daily events that I was able to cover for all the audience. Going back to Colombia, for example, as a reporter, one more thing that I speak in the book about is fear, how to overcome fear. As a reporter in Colombia, I had the opportunity to cover Pablo Escobar, the drug dealer's death 20 years ago. And I can tell you, James, I was very scared when I was in the newsroom and someone came and say, hey, Pilar, go to the airport. You have to cover this nationwide, worldwide news. At that time, no internet, nothing. So people were watching the TV that night to see the news. Right there, very young age, I had to overcome this fear, thinking all the time, all the reporters in the world would love to be here. So that was kind of my mantra in my mind. All the reporters in the world would love to be here. And I was there. I did my best. It was wonderful. And by the way, after that, I got a full-time job in the TV station. So it has been a journey where I have learned to live the moment and to give my best in every single opportunity that I have.
We've got a great guest with us today here on the line. It is Pilar Ortiz. She's with us today talking about all sorts of different things. Tell us about your book here. Let's chat about your book. What inspired you to write your book?
One of those opportunities that appears when you less think about it. After those 20 years on TV, after 11 years being the news director and the news anchor at Univision in Tampa, one day, for this thing that they call crisis, in 2009, I lost my job. So from being the news director and the news anchor and being every day on the air, suddenly one day I had 3 empty boxes. That was it. So I allowed myself to cry for 24 hours, and that's right there in the book. I wasn't going to stay there for a long time because I had to move forward. So I allowed myself to cry for 24 hours, and then I moved. I wasn't sure what I was going to do, and I started writing. That was one of those things that I always wanted to do, and I started doing it. So I started a weekly column in a newspaper in Spanish, and then I was looking for a job, and 6 months later I realized that I didn't want to move from Tampa, and I had my life here and my husband here. So I started my own company. Little I knew, months later I became a speaker, a coach with the NSA, National Speakers Association, traveling to South America here in the States. And when I decided to put everything together, I already had written the book without even thinking about it. So that is my advice. Don't wait until you have the 200 pages to think you have the book. Start page by page or anything else that you have in mind. One step at a time, doing the best you can every single day along the way.
We've got Pilar Ortiz joining us today here on the broadcast, talking about her incredible book here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Summarize your book in just a few sentences for us.
Positive attitude. Happiness is within you. You are able to succeed if you listen to yourself first, and you are thankful and grateful for what you have.
We've got Pilar Ortiz with us today. What is the overall theme of your book?
The overall what?
The overall theme of the book.
It's about opportunities. It's about the lessons in life. It's about being with yourself, being able to listen to yourself. Don't be scared of being on your own. Sometimes we do need to listen to our own mind, our own thoughts. It's about smiling. It's about don't forget about others. Have you thought about saying no, for example? Sometimes we have to say no. We have to be a little selfish in order to find what we really want. And when I say selfish, I doesn't mean do not think in others. But think about you first. If we are going to take a flight and if there is an emergency, they will always say, put the oxygen mask first and then help others. So it's about being successful, and it's about overcoming those fears and those obstacles that are not other things than circumstances. Those don't define ourselves.
Pilar Ortiz joins us today here on the program, here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Why do you think that this book will appeal to readers?
From what I have heard already from the first reviews the book was just released, it's that everybody starts somewhere, and we are always looking for something different. So the main thing that has been helping people here is that they are not on their own. They have the amazing talent of sharing with the world a gift. Even though they haven't found it yet, they are going to find it with persistence, with the help of others, and being focused, not distracted. So in this book, people are finding that attitude, that positive attitude, those little steps that are going to help us along the journey. Because it is about something big, but the big thing doesn't come right away. We need to start with little steps. I love this quote by Mike Dooley, the one thing all famous authors, world-class athletes, business tycoons, singers, actors, and celebrated achievers in any field have in common is that they all began their journeys when they were none of these things. So we all can do it.
We've got Pilar Ortiz joining us today here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. She's got a fantastic new book out there. Who do you envision to be the potential readers?
This is for the person that want to become better, want to succeed, and the person that maybe in this very moment on their lives had lost a job, had lost a relative, is having a hard time. This is a book that is going to show them a way to find the light. So basically, if you are somewhere but you want to be somewhere else, you can always start here. And reading the book is an amazing opportunity to start there, to be reminding of those little things that are going to make us happier.
Pilar Ortiz joins us here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. How is your book relevant in today's society?
Very relevant. Very good question, James. Thank you. People are forgetting the basics. People are communicating better with the person that is very far or in another country, but they are doing it while they are having lunch or dinner with their husband or with their wife right there. So they are in the phone, and they are not in the conversation with the person that is beside them. Today's society, we need to learn about being present. That's the main point of my book, being present with a positive attitude. So it's very relevant. Commercial-wise, people are, right now with Thanksgiving, the stores are opening even earlier than before. What is going on? We have to go back to basics, and it's very relevant to those that really think that we can find happiness and we can be successful, but without forgetting the basics, without forgetting the smile to the person that is on the road beside us. So it's very relevant to these days because my main point is that we have to start where we are, and that means being thankful, grateful, smiling, and thinking that we have the best potential to do it.
We've got an incredible guest with us today. It is Pilar Ortiz, and thanks for being with us today, Pilar. We appreciate it.
James, thank you very much. You have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. And remember, on the road to success, everybody starts somewhere.
Definitely. Well, Pilar, have yourself a wonderful day. Pilar Ortiz joins us here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. This broadcast was taped at 10:26 a.m. Central Standard Time on 11/25/2013. We've got more next week here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy.